Hello everyone, this is the fourth podcast episode covering the course lectures. You are about to delve into the topic of organizational change as part of the course Leading, Managing and Developing People in Organizations. I'm Professor Fabio Rizzi and I will guide you on this journey of discovery. I'll help you make sense of your personal and professional experiences considering the most widely used theories that managers and leaders around the world apply to understand and navigate the complexities of organizational behavior and leadership dynamics. To better understand how the various topics of the course are connected, it is useful to create a conceptual map that views organizational behavior as the study of the factors influencing an organization's performance. These factors depend on the individual, the work group in which the individual is involved, the organizational structure, the leadership style of the manager who supervises the individual, and the personal context. This fourth episode explores various aspects of organizational change. This lesson covers types of change such as cultural, structural, and technological changes, and discusses driving forces and restraining forces behind organizational change. The session introduces change models including Levin, Kotter, Proshi, and Kubler-Ross, and addresses how to deal with resistance to change. Levin's model focuses on the dynamics of change within groups and systems. This model proposes a three-stage process consisting of unfreezing, changing, and refreezing. Unfreezing involves preparing the organization for change by breaking down existing behaviors and mindsets, followed by implementing new practices or processes during the changing stage, and finally stabilizing the change in the refreezing stage. This model emphasizes creating a favorable environment for change and addressing resistance to ensure successful implementation. In contrast, Kotter's model places a strong emphasis on leadership and strategic aspects of change management. This model comprises 8 steps, including create urgency, forming a powerful coalition, and communicating a clear vision for a change. Kotter's model highlights the importance of engaging stakeholders, generating short-term wins, and anchoring change in the organizational culture. Unlike Levin's model, which primarily focuses on behavior modification, Kotter's model provides a comprehensive roadmap for navigating the complexities of organizational change, emphasizing the role of leaders in driving and sustaining change initiatives. Proshi's model takes a different approach by focusing on individual transitions during change. This model uses the ADKAR framework. ADKAR stands for Awareness, Desire, Knowledge, Ability, and Reinforcement, to address employees' attitudes, beliefs, and behaviors during the change process. This model emphasizes building awareness of the need for change, fostering desire and motivation among employees, and providing the knowledge and skills necessary to implement the change effectively. Proshi's model recognizes the importance of addressing the human side of change and tailoring interventions to support individuals through the transition. Similarly, Kubler-Ross model, also known as the change curve, emphasizes the psychological aspects of change. Originally applied to personal bereavement, this model identifies stages of emotional response to change, including denial, resistance, exploration, commitment, and integration. Kubler-Ross model highlights the significance of acknowledging and addressing individuals' emotional reactions during the change process, recognizing that successful change implementation requires understanding and supporting employees' emotional needs. Overall, while these models share the overarching goal of facilitating successful organizational change, they offer distinct perspectives and methodologies for navigating the complexities of change within organizations. During the lesson, you are encouraged to reflect on your own experiences with change and analyze factors influencing organizational change through activities like force field analysis. Force field analysis, developed by Levin, is a powerful tool used to understand the forces, both driving and restraining, that influence a particular change initiative within an organization. The concept is based on the idea that any situation or desired change is influenced by a set of opposing forces. These forces are categorized as either driving forces, which push for a change and support the desired outcome, or restraining forces, which resist change and work against the desired outcome. Finally, the lesson emphasizes the importance of leadership, politics, knowledge transfer, resource allocation, and motivation in promoting long-lasting change within organizations. We have now reached the end of this fourth podcast episode. Don't forget that by actively participating in class and taking proactive steps to deepen your understanding of the material, you will not only enhance your learning experience, but also develop valuable skills that will serve you well in your personal and professional life. So let's dive deeper into today's topics and continue our quest for knowledge together. Until next time, this is Fabio wishing you a great day.